In a black star-sprinkled sky, we soar backward over Earth. Massive block letters of gold and silver orbit into view. The continents show the speckled, electrified glow of hundreds of cities. The Earth eclipses the sun, and a massive word hovers front and center. Universal, a Comcast company. In another logo, four children wave sparklers, tracing out capital letters. The letters hover over a grassy hill at twilight. As the kids run past, the first one underlines the words, Good Universe. The lid of a school desk closes, and etched words appear on top, Point Grey. Now a home video plays.
It's okay. You're gonna love it.
A blonde girl mopes toward a school.
Happy first day of school. Bye, sweetie.
Hi. Are you moving?
Hi.
Much
hey,
too
I'm
fast.
Sam.
Hi, I'm Julie.
A mother holds a small camera.
Bye.
Hi, Mom.
She waves at the three little girls.
I'm Hunter. Sam's mine right there, the one with the glasses.
I'm Lisa. That's my Julie.
I'm Mitchell. Kale's hero.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
You crying?
No, man. It's a big day. It's all. You know, get a tissue, please?
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's a big day for all of us.
Yeah, thanks.
Lisa watches Julie and her new friends enter the school.
I think our daughters are friends. And I think that means we're friends. Should we go get a drink?
Lisa looks at Mitchell.
You okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have to go get a drink?
Ah, they made it.
Do you guys want to go grab a drink real quick?
Is he asking us if we want to go grab a drink?
I'm really hoping it's coffee.
Lockers. Home videos appear. The girls celebrate Julie's birthday. Hunter watches a magician do a trick. The girls wear Halloween costumes. The parents wear goofy costumes as well. Playing soccer, now a few years older, Kayla scores a goal. She celebrates with her parents. Her brawny dad, Mitchell, carries her on his shoulders. Writing on Lisa's car window reads, Jonas or bust. Screaming with joy, the girls get in holding Jonas Brothers signs. Now teenagers, Sam and Kayla, remove Julie's blindfold. Lisa presents a new car, then watches the girls drive off the lot. Julie lies asleep in bed with her mouth open. Lisa sleeps in her own bed, lying in a similar pose. She wakes up and stops the alarm on her phone. Julie and Lisa both brush their teeth over the bathroom sink. They go for a jog together. The mother and daughter make breakfast in the kitchen. Now they eat in the living room.
You're probably gonna miss these mornings that we spend together, right?
Stop. You're gonna make me cry, and I don't wanna cry because it's prom night. And it's supposed to be like the most magical night of your life, and you know, I'm just so anxious about it.
Well, call me if you feel anxious. Or maybe FaceTime me if it wasn't too loud. I mean, if it was too loud, we could wave or whatever. That'd be funny. And then I can do, you know what I was thinking? You should send me photos throughout the night, like not like all night long, but if you could do it like every 30 minutes or so, then I can put together one of those iBooks. That would be so fun.
Yeah.
That would be I don't think you would regret that.
Mom?
Mm-hmm.
Are you gonna be okay when I go to college?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Me. What? Please, don't even get me. Don't even.
Lisa walks away.
Please.
In the driveway, the vanity plate on a red SUV reads, Jewel Mom.
Okay, bye, Mom.
Okay, bye.
I love you.
Okay, I love you.
Lisa somberly watches her pretty blonde teenage daughter head off. In his two-story home, Mitchell carries a baby and a laundry basket.
Oh, God, he did the laundry.
Yeah, and got a totally sleepy, happy baby. Full-blown renaissance, man. Oh. Believe it. It's a good thing she's asleep, too. Just going through the laundry.
Uh-huh.
Found these new thongs. You know what I'm gonna do with these?
He holds it to his face.
Paging Dr. Muffdiver. Dr. Muffdiver, you need an OR. Immediately, emergency surgery. Later on tonight, I'm tearing these off with my teeth like an old-school cartoon billy goat.
Honey. Mitchell,
He chews on the pink thong.
Those are your daughters.
No way. Kayla wears cleats and Bears jerseys, not some dirty stripper underwear.
You thought they were mine.
What am I, giving her allowance in singles? Go tell her she can't wear these. Tell her they'll make her sterile, like with the laptop and my brother's balls.
We're not sure that's what happened with your brother. Honey, you're being ridiculous. Kayla's becoming a woman. This isn't the time to tighten your grip. It's the time to loosen it.
This means we tighten the grip. This isn't built for comfort. It's built for speed. We need to slow it the fuck down.
The appliances go in after the backsplash. We've done it the same way every time.
Folding jeans, Mitchell finds a tiny item. He stares down at it.
I'm in the bathroom.
Mitchell enters Kayla's room. He admires a shelf full of trophies, then touches the mask on Kayla's lacrosse helmet. Looking into an open top drawer, he finds a small pink device. Mitchell picks it up and turns it on. Mitchell widens his eyes. His dark-haired daughter walks in and takes it from him. She attaches a toothbrush head.
Thanks, I was looking for that.
Mitchell holds up the tiny item.
You might tell me what this is.
Fuzz?
Yeah, fuzz. That's what I thought it was, and then upon further investigation, it is clearly an unraveled filter of a cigarette. Kayla, are you a smoker?
What? No!
Not a smoker, Dad.
Hey, haven't you seen the billions of ads that tell you not to do this stuff?
Dad, you can't teach someone not to try things, okay? That's what trying things is for, to teach you things. It's a contradiction. It's like telling me not to go for a triple on a base hit to the gap when I've made a good turnaround first and I know that the right fielder has a weak arm.
He gives a look of pride.
Damn it, you're smart.
Okay, yeah, all right. Time to get ready for school, Dad.
Okay, all right.
Outside. A car slams its brakes, nearly hitting Kayla.
I almost died.
Wrong way.
I'm so excited.
Me too.
At her school locker, Julie makes out with a handsome, slender teenager.
I love you.
I love you too.
All right.
We're so gross.
I know.
People are looking at us.
Don't care.
We better get cutest couple in the yearbook.
She slaps her boyfriend's butt as he walks away. They both smile, and he bumps into a student. Julie bites her lip, then shuts her locker. In the cafeteria, Julie sits with Kayla and Sam.
I'm having sex.
That's great. I'm having soup.
No, tonight with Austin.
Wait, you're finally gonna do it?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we've been dating for 6 months and we love each other, and I just awkwardly got my pediatrician to put me on birth control. She gave me a sticker, too, because I was good. I know it's, like, kind of corny or whatever, but it just seems like prom night. It's kind of perfect, you know? We're gonna have, like, dim lighting and rose petals on the bed and the scent from that candle that gets me horny every time I pass it in Walgreens.
All candles get me horny.
I'm gonna look into Austin's eyes, and then he's gonna look into mine. And then we're gonna, like, touch each other's faces, you know? For, like, a long time. Like, a long time. Just to, like, connect, and then we're gonna kapow.
Kayla glances off in thought.
All right, fuck it, I'm in.
What?
I'm in, I'm having sex tonight too.
Just like that?
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Because it's your first time and your first time should be special and perfect.
Yours can be special and perfect. Mine is gonna be tonight and with that dude.
They look at a guy with long hair.
Connor Aldrich, your lab partner?
Damn it.
You haven't even hooked up with him, you haven't seen his thing yet. What if he's a weird one?
They're all weird. Penises are not for looking at, they're for use. They're like plungers. Listen, my student athlete days are over. Tonight is the beginning of my adult life, and for the first time, I can do whatever I want. So I want to go to prom, get drunk, get potted up on weed, and lose my goddamn virginity.
We're gonna have the same first time sex anniversary.
We can go to dinner every year and commemorate it.
Olive Garden.
Yes, Olive Garden. Breadsticks for life, bitch. Oh yeah. My god, it is gonna be such a relief to get this over and done with before college.
They glance over at Sam.
No,
it's
like...
cool. I just don't think I'm there yet. Well, maybe something might happen tonight with me and Chad, but I don't think sex is gonna be that thing.
Sam looks across the cafeteria at a teenage girl with silver hair. They share a brief glance as she sits down with other teens.
Sam?
Sam returns her attention to her friends.
But you never know what can happen. I mean, maybe my inner sexual smog will emerge from its keep and spread its mighty wings.
I never know what you're talking about.
Yeah, me neither.
Arriving home, Julie goes to the mailbox on her front porch. Among the mail, she finds an envelope addressed to her from UCLA Undergraduate Admissions. Julie pulls out a letter. Its opening line reads, "Congratulations on your acceptance to the UCLA freshman class, entering in fall 2018. Julie smiles with excitement.
Julie, is that you?
Her smile fades. In her bedroom, Sam wears a black dress. She edits herself into an image with Xena, the warrior princess. She receives a call from her dad. Sam puts down her phone.
Come on, Sam, we're waiting.
You're right there.
Her mom stands with a short-haired man.
It took me 20 minutes to figure out how to do video on this thing, but I finally got it. Nope, I took a picture of myself. Siri, video, please.
Wow, that chat is going to rip through his little tuxedo pants.
What? That's gross.
Why?
Because you're practically imagining your daughter in sexual congress. You sicko.
Her mom shares a look with the short-haired man.
I was just trying to connect with you. You never talk to us anymore.
Hey, I got this.
He sits across from Sam in the living room.
Prom night, huh? I got sad and reflective on my prom night, too.
You were?
Yeah, I was scared I wasn't going to stay friends with the guys I've been around most of my life. But I was able to...
Anyway, I love you so much. You just really freaked her out. Oh. Sweetie, if you're worried about that at all, just know you shouldn't be. You never stay friends with people from high school. I mean, the oldest friend I have is Jan from work, and I've known her for 3 months.
Who's Jan?
You know Jan, babe. She draws those silly cartoons.
Oh, racist Jan.
Someone. Who you are today is not who you're going to be, and that's okay.
That's good therapy.
And who you become will be so different that your friends won't understand you anymore, and then you will wake up and realize these friendships are over. This feels like a very painful divorce, just like the one I had with your father. But then you'll find a Frank.
I appreciate that, but that's not my deal. I'm still cool with a lot of my boys because on prom night, me, Dennis, Matt, and Corey all convinced our friend Steve to join the army. He fought in the Persian Gulf War. He died right away. But once you go through something like that, you're bonded for life. The bedrock of deep, meaningful friendships is shared experience.
Sam gazes pensively.
I thought they were gonna put him in the reserves.
Lisa opens up a cake in her kitchen. A photo on the cake shows Julie, Kayla, and Sam, each with large, exaggerated chests. Lisa takes out cookies. She adds one to the cake on top of Julie's breast. Julie enters the kitchen wearing a bright pink prom dress.
Wow. You look so beautiful. Turn around. Wow. Oh my goodness. Wow. So what's the big plan for after prom?
We're just going to Austin's.
You really like him, huh?
Yeah, I mean, he's cool. It's not, like, serious or anything.
His mom told me he got into UCLA. That's nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. You remember that time when, like, I thought about going to UCLA?
Yes, that would have been crazy. That would have been the worst mistake ever.
I don't think it would have been that huge of a mistake.
Yes, it would have. University of Chicago is perfect. It's 45 minutes away, so that way you're gone, but you're not... Gone.
But I'm gone.
Right, but not, like, gone.
Right, but, like, I'm going to college and, like, I'm not gonna live at home, so I'm, like, I'm gone.
Mm-hmm. Julie looks down at the cake.
Why are my boobs so big?
Ready, Kayla?
Yup.
At home, Mitchell and his wife wait downstairs.
And now, standing at 5'7", 5'9" if you count the heels, straight out of Great Lakes High School, the prettiest girl in all of prom, Kayla Mann!
Kayla high-fives her mom and chest-bumps her dad.
Just high-fives from now on.
Okay.
Oh, honey, I never thought I'd see you in a dress.
Technically, it's not a full dress. Some material is missing from the middle there.
Okay. You look great.
All right. Yeah, I think it's time to go.
Yes. Yeah, honey, we gotta go.
Mitchell starts to cry.
Honey?
Daddy, okay?
It's like when you watched Frozen.
Come on.
In Lisa's backyard.
Hi, how are you? Hi, Marcy.
Mitchell's wife gestures to her phone call.
Hey.
I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah.
You know, I was worried when I never heard back from you about hot yoga. I called you a bunch of times. I ended up having to eat that 2-for-1 Groupon.
Oh, yeah, I don't really do the hot yoga thing.
Well, we should catch up, though, right?
Yeah.
Like a lunch, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Give me a call.
I've been calling you.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't work. It's not effective.
In her room, Julie stuffs items into her clutch. She picks up her phone. The text messages appear both on her phone and her open laptop. She leaves her laptop open. Julie, Sam, and Kayla step out to the front porch.
Wait, this is like the best lighting with the Valencia.
Oh, God, all right. Here we go.
They take selfies.
Yeah, okay, that's enough.
One more.
We're good. Oh, my God, we need to get this party started. Oh, okay, Julie. Huh. I got you something.
Kayla holds up a bag.
It's coconut oil. For lube. I hear it works just as well, and it makes blowjobs taste like almond joy.
Thank God it doesn't taste like mounds. I'd rather eat 10 dicks than one mound.
But thank you. This is sweet.
Julie hugs Kayla.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Me too. You have to text me like right away.
Oh my God, we're gonna be doing it at the same time.
Oh my God. We have to talk about it tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's gonna be so much. Guys.
They face Sam.
I want in on this sex pact. Are you sure? You don't have to do this just because we are.
No, that's not why.
I want to have sex. Yeah. That's something all three of us have in common.
Mm-hmm.
Chad is gonna tap that ass with his penis. And I doubt we'll have anal the first time, but...
All right.
This is gonna make tonight even more perfect.
Yeah. It's gonna be the three of us.
Yeah.
From North, motherfuckers! I came to
dance. Holding a lit flare in each hand, Hunter stands through the sunroof of an arriving limo. The girls walk through the house. The limo parks in the driveway near the backyard. The guests look over.
We gonna light it up like it's prom night. Tell Cruz, like it's prom night.
You got this, girl. Don't mess this up because that limo is totally awesome.
Sam, tell Cruz. Woo.
Sam looks annoyed. Hunter tosses the flares.
Sorry.
Mitchell sighs and shakes his head.
Woof.
Hunter approaches Sam. He raises his brow and smiles at his daughter.
You're so grown up.
Dad, what are you doing here?
You think I'm gonna miss the most important night of your young life?
That's graduation.
No, graduation's for losers. Didn't even go to my graduation, but prom night, that's a big one. Prom was the best night of my life. I think about it every day, and I want you to have the same experience. Tonight, you have fun. You don't worry about any rules that your mom or Frank laid down. No one gives a fuck about Frank. All I know is this. You look amazing, and I would love to grab a quick pic.
No. Go stand with the other parents and try to be normal.
I'm not a normal parent.
Holy shit, you invited Hunter?
No, of course not. I haven't talked to him since he and Brenda got divorced.
You know, he calls me all the time.
What?
He wants to play darts. I don't play darts.
Darts?
You kidding me? Anyway, I can't hang out with him. I'll be guilty by association.
No.
I will never forgive that babysitter fucker.
Hey, Hunter.
Hey, man. Good to see you.
Hey, all right.
Hunter kisses Lisa on the cheek. He points at Mitchell.
Did you have another daughter?
I did. Thank you. It's been wonderful.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm thinking about doing that again. You know, the whole second round. I think a lot of dads kind of get it right the second time around.
Or, you know, you could just... raise the one that you have.
Well, I did. Too late for that. Raised. Job done. Hi, honey.
Actually, I heard if you spend a significant amount of time with your children that you develop some kind of, like, telekinetic bond with them.
Is that true?
I've heard. Mm-hmm.
I hope it's not true, because if it is, Sam has been looking at a lot of Asian porn.
My wife's Asian.
Indian.
That's Asian.
This is more like, it looks like... when the typical Asian.
Yeah, good seeing you.
Yeah. Okay, good to see you, brother. You know what I mean.
Mitchell faces Connor.
Who's this guy? Who are you?
Dad, this is my date.
Hi. It's great to meet you, sir. I'm Connor.
Connor and I are in the same science class. We're lab partners.
Yeah, we're working on our chemistry.
Mitchell stares firmly.
I'm gonna get a napkin, if that's cool.
Connor leaves. Mitchell pulls a pocket knife.
Okay, so, with this, it's,
One shot to the groin, stab and drag.
I refuse to believe she couldn't do better than that, loser.
Oh, I think Chad seems nice.
Chad? No, Chad's amazing. Look at that fedora. I'm not talking about Chad. I'm talking about fucking Frank. What a dick.
Frank does not seem like a dick to me. He seems like a nice guy. And you know what? Don't blame Brenda. It's really hard being alone.
Well, let's just agree to disagree on Frank. I heard they come. Okay, just be cool. He's gonna talk about his tow truck company instantly. I guarantee you he's gonna throw that shit in my face.
Be cool, be cool, be cool.
Brenda?
Hunter?
Frank?
Lisa?
What'd I do?
I'm sorry, I don't know why I just said your name like that. This is so nice, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hunter awkwardly looks away from his ex-wife.
And Kay.
No, Lisa.
I gotta go get Julie's wrap.
Are you gonna let our daughter take a fucking lift to prom? What is this, Afghanistan?
How'd you pay for that limo, Hunter? Because I know your credit's in the shitter.
It is. Because I bought your mom a wheelchair.
She's gonna pay you back.
With what money, Brenda? Can she pay me back with crackers that she steals from restaurants? I don't want to talk about your mom. I don't want to talk about a wheelchair. All I care about is that my daughter has the greatest night of her life.
If it was her greatest night, you would not be here.
Oh, what a sick burn.
We're all adults here. Let's not make it uncomfortable. If you're going to be around more, let's have a beer sometime.
Okay, first of all, I don't want to go have a beer with you. I don't want to hang out with you. I don't like you. I don't like your wife. I don't like your guys' deal. I think it sucks, and it's played out.
Hey, if you ever change your mind, here's my card.
Ah, here we go. Toe with Frank. How'd you come up with that name?
This is very straightforward.
All right, I'll tell you this. The design of that card is pretty cool. And my favorite part is right fucking there.
Hunter tosses the card back to Frank. Entering Julie's bedroom, Lisa grabs a gold satiny shawl. She notices envelopes in an open desk drawer. Lisa grabs the top envelope and eyes it before pulling out a folded letter. Concern spreads on the mother's face as she reads. Lisa shifts her troubled gaze. Outside, the girls and their dates pose by the limo. Frank and Brenda take the photo.
Wow, that is just gorgeous. No, that's us, Frank. You know what? You've taken about 15 goddamn selfies.
Yeah.
All right.
Kayla approaches her parents.
Hi, Mom.
Have fun.
I will.
Okay.
Bye, Dad.
Remember, stab, turn, drag.
I don't have the knife, Dad.
Yes, you do. Check your clutch.
She said.
Connor extends his hand.
Hey, it's been a pleasure, sir. I really am. I'm honored.
Mitchell grabs his hand.
Oh, intense professional grip. Cheers. Take it easy, big guy. Hey, you guys have a good night too, you know?
Thank you.
See that smirk? What was up with that smirk?
You are intense.
Sam!
Oh, hey! Mr. Lockwood.
Hey!
Good to meet you.
Chad, yes, come on, man. Oh. Bring it in.
Hunter hugs Sam's curly-haired date.
My hat.
I want to talk to Sam real quick.
Okay.
Let me get a picture real quick. Chad. Huh.
Oh,
real quick photo. This is so fast. Just don't even fuck with the filter. Just plain.
Here we go. There we go.
And then you want to get a quick one of me and Chad real
quick? That sounds cool.
Here you go.
Yes.
Sammy, here you go, baby. Real quick. Just a couple fun ones.
Yeah. Like this. Bros.
They strike poses.
Duck lips. And then just kind of a...
Lisa comes outside.
Julie? Can I talk to you a second?
We gotta go. I love you.
Yeah, I'd really like to talk to you.
But I really gotta go.
Okay, fine. Just don't forget your wrap.
It's okay. I don't think I need it.
Are you sure? Because we live in Chicago, and it's chilly. I don't know about other places, but it gets cold in Illinois.
Lisa eyes her daughter.
It's not that cold tonight, so I don't think I need it, okay?
Okay, Julie, wait. So you'll call me when you get to Austin's after prom, right?
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
I love you.
Okay. I love you.
They hug.
Okay.
Julie joins the others in the limo. Lisa shuts the door. Distressed, Lisa stares after the teens. In the limo, Chad pops a bottle of champagne. The girls send emojis in a group text.
Chad, I saw you do Pippin last year. That was really good.
The girls grin playfully.
Yeah, you're a really good singer, man. What are you doing this year?
We're actually doing Arnold, which is an all-male version of Annie.
Okay.
The partition lowers.
Caught you drinking. Just kidding, y'all. I may look like a parent, but I assure you, I am no narc.
Thank you, sir.
Austin raises the partition. The driver puts it down.
Not done yet. Name's Rudy. I did not go to my prom. No, my leg was crushed by a cement truck, so I could not dance. But though I've made it my mission in life, my whole career, to make sure that little kids like you have a wonderful night to remember forever. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy your prom night. Oh, fuck, that was a turn!
At home, Lisa puts down Julie's acceptance letter.
Hey, Lise, you got any SOS pads? Soak in those pans, but you burnt the shit out of that mac and cheese.
Mitchell notices her sad gaze.
Sponge just isn't gonna cut it.
Thanks for helping clean up.
Don't mention this one. I mean, Marcy brought the baby home early, and I gotta keep busy. I gotta keep my mind off of Kayla and Connor.
He makes air quotes.
That's not the right way to use those, because his name is actually Connor. So you...
Mitchell spots the acceptance letter.
It's okay.
UCLA?
Uh-huh.
I didn't mean to snoop, but I mean...
No, it's okay. I mean, I don't think it's a real thing. She's not actually gonna go. I think she just applied for fun. She didn't... Why, have you heard differently?
I would assume it's to go, but she very well could have applied, ironically, you know, millennials, right?
Hmm.
Wherever she goes, mm-hmm. You can have a bunch of time on your hands. You can figure out what you want to do for the back nine of your life.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I think Julie left her laptop open.
Julie's doing a lot of texting. Says, mm-hmm. Everything okay?
Maybe we should check to see?
Peace of mind.
Yeah.
On Julie's laptop, they find the emoji messages in the girls' group text.
What the hell is that?
I have no idea.
Hunter emerges from the bathroom.
What are you still doing here?
Hey, your mac and cheese is messed up.
He spots the laptop behind them.
Are you guys snooping on your kids? That is not cool.
No, it's not snooping if the information shows up.
That's exactly what snooping is.
No, it's like the Patriot Act.
It's not like the Patriot Act. It's like snooping.
Okay, we don't know what they're talking about, so...
What?
Okay.
Oh, is it like puzzles? Oh, I love puzzles. Just saw Inferno.
Yeah, great. What do they say?
Okay, so there's something about an eggplant handshake.
Eggplant agreement.
Yeah, they got an agreement to make eggplant parmesan.
No, eggplants are dicks in teenage emoji language.
What?
You know what? That's true. Julie told me that the emojis have, they all have secret meanings.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, trees are weed and snowflakes are cocaine.
Lisa holds
and
both hands up.
That thing is Yas Queen.
Yas Queen!
What the hell is that?
You've never heard of Yas Queen?
No.
All right, Grandpa. Hold on. Julie is making some kind of a dick-related agreement here. Kayla is in on the agreement.
No fucking way.
Okay, clown face. What the fuck does that mean?
That means she's down to clown.
They stare at Hunter, who nods confidently.
Okay.
Three eggplants? And look at the drool coming out of that smiley face.
You wish that was drool. That's cum, my man.
Stand down.
It is. Look, it's cum. He's like, ugh.
This is sex if I've ever seen it illustrated in emoji
form. No. Maybe not. They're best friends. They're just saying, like, you're okay with me. You're okay to me. You're okay
you say
to
that
me.
To your friends? Whenever I see my friends, I go, hey, you're okay with
no,
me.
No, don't use these.
Hold on. Agreement hands. Agreement hands. Agreement hands. This is it's a sex agreement. They're making a sex pact. They're gonna lose their virginity on prom night.
That cannot be a sex pact. That is friendship. And that is the bond of friendship that can never be broken.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, look, they wrote sex pact 2018. I fucking knew it. I love puzzles. I told you guys. Have you seen Inferno? Lise, have you seen Inferno? Have you guys seen Inferno? I figured it out in 2 seconds. Did you see Inferno? The guy jumps off the thing in the beginning. He's got a virus. Have you seen Inferno with Tom Hanks?
Okay. Okay, she's not answering
the phone. Yeah, Kayla's
in. Okay, what the heck is happening? She's always been honest with me. She's always told me the truth, and now I'm just swimming in a pool of lies. Okay, here's what's gonna happen. She's gonna have sex with that Austin kid, and then she's gonna think that she has all these feelings, which she does not actually have. Then she's gonna drive across country and follow him and ruin her fucking life.
Okay, I think that's a pretty big leap to make when you read a
I have invested every single piece of my being into preparing Kayla for success, and now this? She is about to have sex with some dipshit with a man bun.
You're not using those in the right way.
Hey, can we all come back to planet Earth? Because this is not a big deal. They're teenage girls. They have sex. Do you, like, freak out when you see a bee fucking a flower?
Lisa looks annoyed. She turns to Mitchell.
I'm going to stop her.
I'm in.
Let's cockblock those motherfuckers.
No, sir. Uh-uh. No. I promised Sam the greatest night of her life. And if you guys fuck up your daughter's night, it's going to fuck up my daughter's night. And that shit is not cool.
I don't give a fuck what's cool with you. Let's go, Mitchell. I'll drive.
Hey. Wait, no. You want to go? You're going to have to go through me.
Help!
Oh, Jesus. Okay, you call my bluff.
They run outside.
Wait, hey.
Hunter follows.
Not cool.
Lisa gets in her SUV. Mitchell opens the door and Hunter climbs in.
Fuck off.
He locks Mitchell out.
What the fuck are you doing?
I just need to talk to my daughter for 5 minutes. Get out of the car.
You get out.
You get out.
You get out.
Stop saying what I'm saying.
Stop saying what I'm saying.
Stop saying what I'm saying.
They slap at each other.
The window.
Mitchell pulls Hunter halfway out the window. Hunter kicks him into the bushes. Hunter shoves Lisa out.
I'm so sorry. Oh my fucking god!
He puts up the window.
Sorry, man. It's not gonna work. You're not Schwarzenegger.
Mitchell forces the window back down.
How is that possible? How is that possible?
He sits on Hunter's lap.
Oh, my balls! My balls! Your ass is
Mitchell and Lisa shove Hunter into the back seat.
You're bullying me! This is bullying! What you're doing is wrong!
Lisa drives.
You know, your daughter's in this stupid sex pack, too.
Yeah, and she's not gonna do anything about it, okay?
Oh, like you would know what your daughter's gonna do.
Okay, first of all, ouch. Second of all, I know nothing's gonna happen with Sam because she's gay.
Really? Does she come out to you?
No, of course not. She barely speaks to me.
Then how do you know?
Because, bro, I'm her dad. And there's just some things you know. Chad is nothing. He's like a beard. Or whatever a lesbian beard is. A merkin? I don't know. The point is, I guarantee you they don't even kiss, okay? I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about you two dicks fucking up her night.
Okay, well, what you don't understand is that sex can be very confusing for young girls and make them say things and do things that they might regret, like dropping out of college to follow around the Dave Matthews Band with a guy they think they love who then winds up getting them pregnant and then leaving them for the girl who makes grilled cheese sandwiches with hash aioli on them.
Yeah, that is a extremely specific scenario, and that won't happen to Julie. Dave's not even touring right now. He's taking time off for fatherhood.
It was me, you idiot. Me. That happened to me.
Yeah.
Wearing colorful dresses and stylish tuxedos, teenagers arrive at the prom. Julie, Sam, Kayla, and their dates pose for photos together in front of a golden backdrop.
Smile. I close my eyes.
You guys, this is our song. Do you remember when we got snowed in at Sam's and we played this like over?
Yes!
Julie leads the girls onto the crowded dance floor. Smiling, the three friends dance together. Kayla spots Connor.
Hey, I want a drink.
Okay, yeah, let's go get one.
No. Like a drink.
Oh, you want a drink?
Yeah.
Okay, let me call my guy. Hello, Mr. Drink.
Let's go get fucked up.
They head off.
Kayla.
As Julie continues to dance, Sam slows down. She stares across the room at the silver-haired teen who smiles and chats with friends.
Hey, Chad. I'm gonna go get some dessert.
And me too.
Austin takes Julie's hand. He twirls the smiling blonde, then pulls her close. Sam approaches the dessert table and steps beside the silver-haired teen.
Hey, Angelica, it's a nice cape.
Oh, hey, Sam. Thank you.
Sam stares at her awkwardly.
It's a Galadriel cape that I made a couple months ago for Lord Khan. Figured I could wear it again. Not too much overlap on the guest list.
Totally.
Sam chews a mouthful.
Who'd you come here with?
Just my friends. Lauren and I broke up.
Oh.
No hard feelings, though. She's still a little confused.
How do you think one becomes not confused?
It's probably different for everyone. But for me, when I kissed Brad Markowski, I started to suspect it. And then last year, when I touched Dash Lowenstein's dick, I was like, fuck no, it was like holding a dead snake.
Angelica makes a wincing face.
But I guess you never know until you try.
Angelica flicks a lock of Sam's long brown hair, then walks off. Staring thoughtfully, Sam eats another dessert. Outside, Kayla holds Connor's flask.
Before I do drink this, though, I just want to let you know that I am fully planning on having sex tonight. With you.
Yeah, I mean,
wherever the wind blows us.
Well, the wind's gonna blow us there.
Wherever the night takes us.
It's gonna take your penis into my vagina.
Okay. You know, if the universe wills it.
Then the universe will it.
Kayla gestures and points.
Thanks for letting me know, I guess.
She sips from the flask.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
I warned you.
This is what gin tastes like?
No.
I heard the gin sucks, and this sucks.
No, it's... I made it.
Oh.
This is so dumb. Okay? Our kids are gonna hate us because you're gonna humiliate them.
I'm not gonna humiliate Julie. We're best friends. I'm the cool mom.
Hunter, don't make me sit on your balls again. Stop.
This is how they're gonna be remembered in high school. As the weirdos whose parents dragged them out of prom because they were afraid of their sexuality. It's not something that should be feared. It should be celebrated.
A car shakes nearby.
And we have to empower these young women. I mean, what year is it, guys? It's 2018.
A bare butt presses to a window.
Jesus Christ. Okay, you know what? That's an unfortunate coincidence. Get a fucking room.
The parents approach the prom venue. Inside, Julie dances with Austin. Sam playfully startles her.
Let's take a picture. Kayla! Let's take a picture right now.
Okay, cool.
Kayla poses.
Cheese.
Oh my God, my mom called me like 15 times.
Ooh, he's crazy.
Nope. No, that's a nope. Boom.
Airplane mode.
No.
Yeah. We're flying the friendly skies now.
Yeah, till she freaks out.
Can we please, like, get out of here?
No, we can't go right now. They haven't even played me an awesome song yet. We're gonna get in the mood.
I don't know, light your Walgreens candle.
That's later. Don't you want, look, Jake Donahue is just warming up.
A teen bounces.
Don't you want to see him breakdance and probably hurt himself?
No.
It's gonna be so good.
I don't.
Do you remember at the Sadie Hawkins dance when he tried to do the worm and he fell and broke his two front
teeth? Yeah.
Pictures. It was great. And this is gonna be better.
No.
So we're staying.
No, Julie, I promise that you're gonna dance to your song with your boyfriend tonight. This place is dying, okay? We gotta get out of here.
Okay, fine.
Okay, go. Let's go.
We're going to the lake house. I'm not sure that this was worth $85.
Where's Chad? What?
Oh, he's probably out on the dance floor. I'm gonna go find him and meet you guys outside.
All right.
Lisa, Hunter, and Mitchell enter the venue. Hunter spots Julie, Kayla, and their dates heading out. Brow tensed, he looks away from them and continues following Lisa and Mitchell. The parents spot monitors, which display a photo of the whole group.
The fuck?
A close view shows Connor's smirking face.
Smirking little piece of shit.
Top knot.
Let's get him.
Yeah, you guys go do that. I'm gonna get some punch.
Mitchell turns a teen around.
All right, asshole, what'd you do with my daughter? Two of you guys have the same shitty haircut? Hey! Look at me. My hair's too long.
Hey, you can't go around assaulting children. You have to blend in if you want some information, okay? So just be cool.
Hey.
Julie?
Lisa dances.
Julie?
Holding a glass of punch, Hunter scans the room. He casually glances at a teenage couple beside him and grins.
Prom night, huh?
What?
Hunter shrugs.
Just special night.
Alone on the dance floor, Chad shimmies in place, moving his shoulders up and down. Sam watches him.
Gotta try.
She approaches her date. Hunter spots his daughter and watches closely.
Chad?
Yeah.
Sam pulls him into a kiss. Chad's eyes go wide. Hunter cocks a brow as he stares at the teens. They separate. Sam talks to Chad, then grimaces as she leads him away. Chad wears a stunned smile. Scowling, Hunter sets down his punch glass, then hurries after them.
This is my moment.
Jake struts onto the dance floor and starts his breakdancing routine. He performs a flipping move and accidentally kicks Hunter in the head. Sam glances back at the crowd, then leads Chad away. Jake's missing a front tooth.
You ruined my moment! Fuck your moment.
What happened back there?
What happened is that my daughter was kissing Chad even though she hated it, and I've been dragging this situation by you two fucking idiots.
Just ignore him.
Great idea.
We're gonna go to Austin's house. Julie said that's where the after party is, and we'll get him there.
And that sounds like a plan.
Hey, how dare you ignore me? We are in this situation because you two raised a couple of bigots who have shamed my daughter into losing her virginity to the wrong sex. Shame.
My daughter is not a bigot. We go to all of the marches. We went to the tax day march and nobody goes to that shit. Nobody.
Ignore him.
It's hard.
Yeah, it is hard. Because I don't quit. And now I have to go rescue Sam, okay? Because she is scared and confused, and I know what it's like to be ostracized by society for your sexual preferences.
Sleeping with women that aren't your wife isn't a sexual preference.
No, it is. I prefer them.
At a house.
How parents can let their kids play music this loud? We all share this planet.
This is how loud I listen to my music, dog.
Probably won't even be able to hear us.
Lisa peers in a window.
It's so dark in there.
You know, they could be in the backyard playing two-on-two hoops. I don't know.
Hunter walks to the side.
Oh, I found a big window. Trust me, do not look in that window. Lisa, look at me. Do not look in this window. Do not look in this fucking window.
Two people have sex, their faces obscured.
Julie's red dress.
Lisa lowers her head.
Shit.
Turned away from the window, the parents look defeated.
You know, I know this must be tough for you. I mean, if that was Kaylin there, I'd...
Mitchell stares off.
I'd kill myself.
Nope. That's the wrong thing to fucking say right now.
Stop them. Stop it. Okay.
Hunter looks inside.
Hey, not Julie. It's not Julie.
The woman straddles the man.
Oh, shit. It's Austin's parents.
Good for them.
Really going at it.
I always wanted to do this. I always wanted to watch people have sex. Oh, my God. He's yanking her hair.
Ow. That looks like it.
Yeah, we shouldn't be looking, man. Come on.
She runs the risk of, like, dislocating her hip.
Hey, Mitchell, you're being a fucking perv, dude. Don't look.
Mitchell locks eyes with Austin's father, who grimaces.
What happened?
We locked eyes, and then he finished.
It means his load is on your soul for eternity.
Holy shit.
Oh, shit, he's coming.
I'll put it on the plant.
Austin's father steps out of the house and spots the parents.
Mitchell, what are you doing? What, Lisa?
Hey, Ron.
What are you guys doing out here?
Hi. Hey. What a nice surprise.
We thought the kids were here. We didn't realize you guys were here.
Oh, Kath and I were just having a little prom night role play, you know, to keep the sex life alive.
Where are the kids? Do you know where the kids are?
The kids are at Kyler Montero's lake house.
How do you know that?
Because Austin told us.
Yeah. He's texted me like 19 times tonight.
We tell each other everything. It's unbelievable.
He knows about prom night.
Well, you know.
Yeah. I'm sorry, you tell your son about your sex games with your wife?
Uh-huh, yeah.
What? Can't do that.
It's weird.
We have a very open family here. We don't hide anything.
You know what? What is Kyler's address?
I feel like I can't betray Austin's confidence in me. And frankly, if Julie wanted to tell you where... the house was, she would have told you.
I got, give us the address, or my giant friend's gonna tear your husband's dick off.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. No,
excuse
I'm not.
Me?
No. That's good. And sorry to interrupt your evening. I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your lovemaking.
They leave.
Come on.
What was that about?
Hey, man, thank you for killing my daughter's hymen.
I don't think so. Kyler Montero's lake house? Marcy to the bathroom. She's gonna know the address, so let's just go.
All right, dope.
The girls stand through the limo sunroof.
Okay, come on in now. It's all fun and games until there's a decapitation. I don't need any more dead girls on my conscience.
I'm sorry, Rudy. We just had to check that off the old prom bucket list.
Oh, my God, Sam. Come on, Chad.
Chad, you want a drink? No?
What you got there?
This is a very, very special reduced hash oil of my own invention. It has rosemary essence for blood flow, a curcumin extract from turmeric to reduce inflammation, and it gets you super baked.
Connor uses a vape pen.
All right, let's do it. Do I suck?
Yeah, you press the button and you take like a little puff, or the really, really big one. Okay. And then you just hold it for like a beat. You guys know that Tanner Dunn's parents rented out a whole floor of the Park West Hotel for an after party?
What?
I guess they're super loaded and they're still proud of him even though it took him like 6 years to graduate.
I remember him. He got to miss school when his kid was born.
Yeah, that guy. You should definitely let it go now.
Kayla exhales a large cloud.
Holy shit.
Oh yeah, I can run a 6-minute mile. My lung capacity is legit.
No!
One more selfie, and this time let's pose like Kanye.
No, boo, yes. You take too many pictures.
Chad shakes his head.
They don't look like him.
Ugh, it's just a bunch of paint samples and swatches.
Hunter, quiet.
Why do I have to be quiet?
You should not fly if Marcy found out.
Who wears the pants in this house, dog?
I do.
No!
Later, in the dining room, Hunter sips from a mug.
Mmm. This is soy creamer, are you sure? It's pretty friggin' rich.
This is so messed up. Who are you to get involved in our daughter's sex life?
Honey, I was just trying to...
No, don't honey me. Did your dad try to stop you when you lost your virginity?
It's totally different.
It is not different. It's a double standard. Oh, when a guy loses his virginity, it's no big deal. It's celebrated. But if a girl does, it's some sort of big loss of innocence?
Yes.
But come on, you guys. It's the same damn thing.
Marcy, stop talking. Just give us the address.
Just give us the address.
Honestly, Lisa, I can't believe you're on their side.
Side? This is not... some philosophical debate. We're trying to stop our daughters from some kind of sex pact that they've planned and not thought through all the way.
That is such bullshit. How do you expect society to treat women as if they're equal when their own parents won't?
I don't know about that. I'll deal with society tomorrow. Right now I'm thinking about my daughter.
Well, that's convenient. Yeah, you know what? Go ahead and be part of the group that perceives women as little damsels in distress that need saving. Who cares about us not getting paid as much or not having control of our own bodies?
Can you please not talk to me like I'm someone who bombs abortion clinics?
I think we're a little off topic. Just we need the address.
I just can't believe that you think Julie shouldn't be free to explore her sexuality in the same way that boys are.
Girls and boys are very different.
As Lisa talks to Marcy, Mitchell searches his wife's desk.
Your parents will let you see the man, and then he just writes a lot of letters, but you don't get them because your mom doesn't give them to you. And then it starts raining really hard because he built a house for you. And then it's... Mitchell, did you get the address?
Yep.
I'm really sorry. I'll call you tomorrow. I'm just really stressed out.
It was so good to see you.
Are you at the notebook? Okay, stop her, Hunter. God damn it.
I love you. I'm doing this for our daughter. I'll be home late.
Shit.
At the lake house party, the three girls toast.
The last of our innocence.
They take shots. Kayla and Julie make Sam drink faster.
Come on. You guys, this is the best night.
I am so drunk, super high,
and Connor has a little something that I feel I need to go check out.
All right, it's 5 o'clock.
No, wait, you two?
Yep.
Connor faces Kayla.
These are macarons.
Ooh.
With a very special concoction of mine that I call Wavy Davy. So it's DMT that I get from the dark web. And then there's a little tiny bit of Xanax to just kind of take the edge off, you know? It's pretty tight.
Mm, sounds pretty tight.
And then I bake it into a white chocolate macaron, and it has like a raspberry filling that's both light and fluffy, but also very flavorful and satisfying. Mm. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Kayla takes a bite.
It's yum.
Kayla smiles. Her irises and pupils become huge. Outside, the parents arrive.
Okay, so what do? We just walk in and flip the lights on and off until
just
the kids come?
It's cool and young, and maybe we'll just slip in. Mitchell, untuck your shirt.
No, it's not that kind of shirt. It looks stupid on top.
Untuck your shirt. You look like a youth minister.
Untuck your fucking shirt, man. We're trying to look cool.
All right.
Hunter bumps into a teen.
Sorry, bro. Sorry, guys.
Sorry. Parts wasted.
Don't.
Whoa. Hey. No adults are getting into my house. Not on prom night. Okay, not on prom.
We were just down the street at another party, and then we just decided to come up here and hang with you guys. No parents here, right?
Oh, thank God.
No, not except for you guys, no.
We're not. We don't.
Yeah, no.
Okay, so you're cops.
I got 2 DUIs last year. How can I be a cop?
The police? Look at my untucked shirt. You're literally the copiest motherfucker I've ever seen. You look like you got your haircut in the back of the squad car.
This is a regular men's haircut.
Okay, this is ridiculous. All right, you're minors, we're minors.
You're like 45 years old.
Fuck you. I was born in 77, 87, 94. We're gonna drink with you guys. Would cops drink with underage kids? No.
Okay. What about a little chugging contest?
The parents look at each other.
Yeah. Bring it.
In a bedroom.
Okay, wait. I gotta get the room ready.
Austin smiles at Julie.
Oh, wow.
She tosses rose petals on the bed.
You're really going for it, aren't you?
I saw this in the romantic comedy, American Beauty. So good.
You wash the whole thing?
Julie holds up a small purple candle. She gazes seductively at Austin.
You know what this candle does to me?
Is that the one that gives you hives?
No, it's a good one.
Oh, nice.
She lights the candle.
It looks so hot right now.
Julie climbs onto the bed. The teens hold each other and kiss as they lie down. Outside, the host and his friend return to the parents.
Where are my chuggers at? You ready?
Right here. Let's go.
All right.
Cool.
Drop them. Let's do it.
The host drops his pants.
Wait, what? Guys, you're just chugging, right?
They were butt chugging. Yeah, you put the tube up your butt, you funnel the beer in. Fucks you up way more, man. Trust me.
You got this. You got it.
No, I'm tagging out. You're in.
What? Why me?
You've had a baby. Everything's looser down there.
I didn't have a baby out of my butt.
Even I know that.
Mitchell, okay, this isn't a common occurrence with me, but I have had things up there before. Mm-hmm. It's just all about breathing. So just breathe through it and accept it in.
I can't do it.
Hey, she's up there right now with that dickbag Connor with his man bun, that stupid smirk. Think about this.
Hunter mimics Connor's smirk.
Wait, Connor? You know Connor Aldrich, the chef?
Why do they call him the chef?
Maybe a big fan of South Park. Hello, children.
No, he cooks drugs into everything.
Everything. One time he made me this, like, acid financier cake. Oh, that shit was to die for, man. Like, literally, I almost died.
Yeah, dude, if your daughter had anything like that cake, she might not remember who you are tomorrow.
Mitchell glares.
Give me the fucking tube.
By the backyard pool, Sam carries a bottle to Chad.
Less bone.
Wait.
She straddles him.
Oh, are you sure that this is how you want to do it?
Sam swigs liquor.
Yes, Chad, this is always how I've imagined it.
Oh, you know, I'd rather leave my shirt on if that's sexier.
I need another drink.
Out front.
Wait.
Mitchell wears a worried look.
Can you lube it up with something first?
Yeah, I'll just spit on it.
No!
Why? Because I'm a man? Get over yourself.
No, because you're fucking gross and your fucking saliva's gross.
I have lip gloss.
I got lip gloss.
Fine. Shit.
I don't
have lip gloss. All right,
guys, let's get those tubes in. All right, got the lip
gloss on there. Okay. Okay, ready?
Ow.
It's not in yet.
Okay.
Chill.
So it's just going to be on the count of three?
You got this, dog. This is for your kid.
On three, okay.
On three.
Yep.
Okay, one.
Mitchell grimaces.
Oh,
are you okay?
Okay, get your 40s.
They got a lager or an IPA? It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I don't know about this.
No, it's too late. It's already in. It's in you. It's part of you now.
Ready?
Yeah.
Set.
Chug!
Chug!
Hunter pours beer into the funnel.
Hey. Not working, dude.
I can't.
You can hold my hand.
Mitchell grabs Lisa's hand.
Ow!
I'm hurting her.
I'm sorry.
Kayla spots them from a window. She shuts the blinds. Kayla looks confused.
Oh. I am tripping so hard.
It's not working, dude.
It's terrible.
The team lets his beer flow to the ground.
Open up!
Sorry, I can't do it, man!
Focus for your daughter!
Fuck, Mitch! Focus!
You gotta open up, dude!
Relax!
I'm relaxed! I'm dilated!
I'm staring at your asshole. You're not dilating.
Mitchell, you're gonna lose to this punk bitch! Breathe! Kick it in!
Mitchell's eyes widen and he exhales.
There we go. Okay,
it's okay! Holy shit! We're almost halfway done.
Pose! Fucking run!
Mitchell cringes. Beer sprays from the funnel into Hunter's face. Hunter gags.
Aspir! The permanent in my mouth! I have to go to the hospital!
Julie and Austin stop kissing.
Gotta go.
I got aspirin in my mouth. I should go to the hospital.
Oh, shit. The fucking cops? Fuck, the fucking cops are here?
Wait.
I can't get the tube out. Pull the tube out.
Please pull it out.
No, I put it in.
I had to spit on it.
Well, you spit on it?
No, it was my lip gloss.
It was lip gloss.
Pull it out! Hey, man, be gentle. Be fucking gentle.
Be gentle, all right? Ready?
All right, on three.
On three.
One.
Oh!
Julie and Austin flee the house. Chad helps a drunken Sam.
The night is over. It's over. It's done. The night is not over.
Angelica arrives.
The night has just begun.
Together, Angelica and Chad carry Sam.
Jesus, Chad. Use your legs.
I mean, pretty much carried her like the whole way there.
Angelica grins at Sam. Sam gazes affectionately at her. She glances at Chad, then turns her focus back to Angelica.
Hustle, 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 hustle!
Come on, Sam.
Come with us.
I can't. My car's here. But all my friends are going to the hotel party. Maybe I'll see you later.
Angelica swings her cape dramatically as she leaves. Sam lingers by the limo.
Get in the car! Go, go, go,
Sam!
Girl.
You'll see you later, you'll see you later.
This night is not over, I swear to Christ! Dose of hazard!
Rudy falls off the hood.
Racist ass show anyway.
I got the spins, man.
We gotta find our daughter, it's dog. For Sam.
Rudy! It's Rudy.
Lisa spots the limo.
Rudy, wait, wait, wait.
Here he goes! Hit the clicker, open the doors!
I got mine.
Seatbelts, get a big ticket.
Lisa pursues the limo on a country road.
That's them right there.
They're getting away. You gotta go faster. Okay. Hey, you gotta be in it 110%.
Okay.
You gotta be in it to win it.
How do you get more competitive when you're drunk?
Hey, man, I'm more of a winner when I'm drunk, all right? And the question I have for you, Lisa, are you a winner? Are you in it to win it?
Winning is my bitch.
All right.
Strong.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Me winning.
It's not that good. I don't. It's not that good. Oh, fuck. It's good. It's fine. I like it. Hey, you're losing them. Let's go.
In the limo, Rudy notices the SUV in his side view mirror.
Not on my watch.
He turns up the volume, then accelerates. The teams jostle.
Y'all think you're gonna outrun Rudy, the main motherfucking man Glover? Hell no.
You all right?
No.
Sam breathes heavily.
Hey, guys. Hey, I don't feel sick.
Sam vomits on Chad.
Oh, my God.
Chad screams. In the SUV.
All right, here's what we're going to do. Lisa, I have seen every single Fast and the Furious movie, okay? All of them, dozens of times. Have you seen any of them?
I saw the Tokyo one, and I saw the one where the Rock punches the torpedo.
Those are the best two to see. Okay. In times like this, I ask myself one question. WWVDD, you know what that means?
What would Vin Diesel do?
Holy shit! No one's ever fucking gotten that before, okay.
In the limo, Kayla vomits. Sam and Austin vomit as well.
Oh man, it smells like...
Rudy vomits.
What we're gonna do, we're gonna kiss the bumper. You give it a little tap and then
okay. They're
gonna spin and stop, and we're gonna spin and stop the other way, and okay. We're gonna look at each other, and we're gonna go, it's all about the family.
Wait, I don't feel comfortable running the kids off the road.
This slow and unfurious attitude is not helping us. You have to believe.
Okay, I'm gonna kiss it.
Here we go.
Lisa drives close to the limo.
Did I do it?
No, you didn't even kiss it. You gotta kiss it.
Okay.
Kiss it for the family.
Is that Sam? Sam?
Standing through the sunroof, Sam vomits all over the SUV's windshield. The SUV spins out of control and crashes into a ditch off the road. The car stands vertically on its hood, wavering back and forth. The parents wear terrified expressions. Hunter and Lisa hold hands. Mitchell slowly reaches forward and puts his hand on theirs.
Are we in heaven?
Okay, listen, I know how to do this. Everyone, lean backwards. If we all lean backwards on three, the car will roll back. Ready? Okay. One, two, three.
Oh,
the car falls forward. The parents hang upside down in the overturned vehicle.
Well, it's the last of the ass beer.
Jesus! That's it. Are you okay? Are you bleeding? You might have internal blood injuries.
I'm all right.
Here's the problem. The Fast and the Furious movies are not realistic.
Where are we? Shit!
Mitchell takes out his phone. Lisa tries to push the car.
What are you doing?
I heard that in times of crisis, parents have superhuman strength.
No offense. There's no scientific way you're going to flip that car over. I couldn't even do that.
I couldn't do it either.
Do not tell me what I can and can't do.
Lisa rams her shoulder against the SUV.
Kale's not answering again. God, we lost him, guys. We are fucked. Or maybe not.
Mitchell puts his fingers against his head and squints.
What are you doing?
Trying to telepathically communicate with Kayla.
I'm with the X-Men of parents. You know what my secret power is? I'm super fucking annoyed right now, and I hurt my love handle.
Outside a mini mart, Rudy wipes the limo's hood. Chad emerges wearing shorts and a patterned shirt.
Hey. You guys think my new clothes go with my fedora? I'm just kidding. I know they do.
He sits beside Sam. Julie leaves the store in sweatpants and a tank top. She hugs Austin.
Have you talked to your mom?
No.
So my parents were just texting me and they were having sex and your mom showed up looking for you.
Julie's jaw drops.
Oh my God. I'm sorry.
It's okay. They have sex all the time.
Julie checks her phone.
Oh my God. The text. So many texts. She's mad. I need to handle this.
On the country road.
Good news, a Lyft is on its way. Oh, wait, now I know this guy. He sucks.
Oh, shit. It's Julie.
Be cool.
Okay.
Be cool.
Be quiet, okay.
Hey, Mom!
I just got all your texts, and I just want to let you know that we're all good.
Cool, okay.
Are you at the prom?
Yeah, just nonstop magical moments.
Ha, you are lying to me.
Where are you right now? Where are you?
Why are you freaking out?
I'm freaking out because I know what you're up to. And I know that you and your friends are planning some kind of little sex pact or whatever.
What did you say?
You heard me.
How could you possibly know?
Because
I am your mother and I know you. And I know you better than you know yourself.
Yes.
And I also know that you're planning on going to UCLA
and that you're following Austin.
Yeah. I know everything.
Oh my God, you know nothing! Why do you even assume that it's me following Austin?
Huh? You're not worried about
me, Mom. You're worried about you. You're afraid of losing me. You're afraid of being alone.
I am not scared of being alone.
This is not about me.
I have not thought about myself for the last 18 years. This is about you. And as a single mother, I am trying to stop you from making a life-ruining decision.
Julie wears a hurt look.
So I was a life-ruining decision?
No, of course. No, that is not what I meant. No, that's not what I meant.
You know what, Mom?
I'm not going to UCLA because of some boy, okay? I'm going to UCLA because it's the furthest I can get from you.
Julie hangs up.
Well, hello?
Hunter glances at his phone.
Nanaru is on his way. 46 minutes.
Lisa turns to the guys.
Well, so she hates me.
She hugs Mitchell.
She doesn't hate you. Kayla's ignoring me. She's bringing it to a whole new level of spite.
Yeah.
That's a new level of pain.
Yeah, I know. It's just different for me because I gave birth to her, and I just feel very connected. She was living in my body.
Kayla grew in me. She grew in me. She did. She grew from my balls and shot her into Marcy. This is the same for you and me.
Not exactly. I mean, you have daily love in your life, and I'm probably gonna die alone and won't be found for a really long time until one day someone will be walking by with our golden retriever and the dog is just gonna lose its shit and then they're gonna call the police and then they're gonna come in and find me draped over the tub with my feral cats eating away at my hair. Cause cats do that.
The fuck is wrong with you? That is some dark shit. You're gonna die alone?
Hunter tries to flag down a car.
Where did you get that idea? You know what? Come on. I call you all the time. You ever return my calls? No.
Because we're not really friends, you and me.
We're not friends?
I don't mean it at that. You know what you are? You are like the thing that pops up on Facebook, and then it's like this beautiful picture of your grandma who's dead. And you're like, fuck you, Facebook, for reminding me of my loss.
That's why you're avoiding me? Because I remind you of loss?
Yes. I don't want to be reminded of sweet young Julie and our kids and that beautiful time in our lives is over.
Oh, God, boo fucking who with you two? You guys completely ignore me, always.
Yeah, no shit, cheater.
Oh, cheater? That's my designation? That's what I am? I'm the cheater? Fuck that shit. Did you guys ever once call me when that went down and ask me my side of the story? You didn't. I would have told you the truth. I would have told you that Brenda had stopped talking to me months before that happened. You know she hooked up with her boss at a company retreat in Wisconsin? Do you know she beat me up? She fucking beat me up at a Romano's fucking macaroni grill. She fucking slapped me in front of the fucking maitre d'.
Sorry, man.
And I fucking embarrassed myself, and I embarrassed myself in front of my daughter. And I thought, you know, I should pull back a little bit, and then fucking Frank showed up. And I pulled back more, and I thought,
one day I'm gonna fix it. One day I'm gonna fucking fix it. And then I thought if I gave her something awesome, like a great night.
Hunter struggles to speak.
I could get close with her again, but I can't.
He wipes his nose.
Because she's gone. They're just... The kids, they just leave.
Oh, shit. I know how we can find them. Go to Kathy and Ron's. Austin's been texting them all night.
Did you hear anything I said just
now?
That's
a great idea.
Fuck it. It's just good to say it out loud.
Let's go flip that car.
Hell.
The car explodes.
Jesus Christ! Oh, my fucking God!
Shit. My car just exploded.
Hunter checks his phone.
Nanaru is 26 minutes away, so that's good. I thought I canceled him. Thanks, Nanaru!
So Austin's parents aren't gonna just tell us where they are, so we need to get Ron's phone, read the text, and find our kids, okay? Hunter, it's not gonna be you. So Mitchell, it's you.
No, that's breaking and entering. That is, I'm uncomfortable
with
that.
Are you a team player, or aren't you?
Am I a team player? I just chugged a 40 with my asshole. I'm a team player.
Then get your head in the game. It's the bottom of the third. We are down by one, and there is not a lot of game left.
Mitchell thinks.
There is a lot of game left.
Though. Listen, you have one pass left. One pass.
Rugby, Australian rules football.
And if it was a third, I would have
you know
the
what?
Fourth.
You know what's happening right now? Let me tell you what's happening right now. Is Kayla and Connor are sliding into bed. He's grabbing a condom, and then he's flicking it to the side with a smirk on his face.
Fucking smirk. No way.
We need a Hail Mary pass. Are you up for that, son?
Yes, coach.
Well, I can't hear you.
Yes, coach, I'm in it.
I can't hear you.
I can fucking do this. Let's go.
You gotta be quiet.
Mitchell quietly opens a window, then climbs into the kitchen of Austin's home. He sits on the counter before carefully lowering onto the floor. Lisa and Hunter watch him from the open window. Mitchell looks around the dark kitchen. Mitchell enters a hallway near a staircase. He inspects the top of a piece of furniture. He heads to the foyer and continues searching. Blindfolded, Kathy wanders by, unseen by Mitchell. She wears a skimpy bottom, but no top. At the window, Lisa and Hunter wear stunned looks. Mitchell turns and continues searching. He glances at Lisa and Hunter as they gesture frantically. Mitchell turns away. Nude and blindfolded, Ron enters the foyer. Unnoticed by Mitchell, Ron feels the front door. Mitchell starts back toward the kitchen. Ron startles him.
I'm gonna get you.
Not if I get you first.
Mitchell hurries back to the kitchen window. Lisa and Hunter force him to stay inside. Mitchell quickly hides.
Ron, no talking. Come on, we had a deal. We have to find each other by sensing each other's musts. Can't use our voices.
Mitchell wears a terrified expression as he crouches beside the kitchen island. Ron slowly approaches. Water ripples in a glass with every step. The fully nude man faces Mitchell, who notices a cell phone on the counter.
I can smell that musk.
The blindfolded couple closes in on Mitchell. Hunter hurries up behind Kathy and spanks her.
Oh, yeah, I like the sound of that.
Mitchell faces Ron and Hunter faces Kathy.
Oh, hey. Want to touch first? That works for Ronnie.
You want me to touch you?
Help yourself.
You want me to touch you?
Hunter opens his shirt and Kathy touches
hard.
Him.
Hard.
Do
How
it.
How about I'm gonna touch you with my
Do it.
Nail?
Let's baby. Have it.
Oh. Mitchell touches oh. Ron.
Oh. Wow, your
so
grip is unbelievable.
Sexy, babe.
I want you to touch me where I like. My balls.
Subtitles appear as Mitchell mouths to Hunter, no fucking way. Yes, I can't do it. You're homophobic. I am not homophobic. My brother's gay and he's my best friend. Oh yeah, because my divorce lawyer's gay and he's my best friend. And he and his partner, unclear. We're like this. Well, like this. That's me. And then that's the two of them. Lisa sneaks into the kitchen. I'm not doing it. Fucking do it. Fucking do it. For your dog. Hunter cringes.
Come on, do it.
Lisa steals the phone.
What, this isn't hard enough?
Let's go.
She gestures at Mitchell and Hunter.
Do it, I'm waiting.
Kathy grips Hunter's testicles. A subtitle shows him screaming in pain. Outside.
Hey, man, I don't judge people's sex shit. That was ridiculous and stupid.
Way to take one for the team, guys. Hold on. Here it is. The police came to the lake house, almost lost my flower, but didn't quite work out.
Flower? He said that he's a boy.
Heading to the Park West Hotel. We've got the Grand Lux Suite. Looks like little boy is becoming a man.
Fucking dork.
Okay, so that was 10 minutes ago. So they haven't had sex yet. We can still catch him. Okay, let's do this.
The limo arrives at the hotel. I am free, yeah. In slow motion, Julie steps out, followed by the rest of the group. They enter the hotel. Each balcony-style floor overlooks the hotel's grand lobby. A massive party of teenagers takes place on a high-level floor. Julie and the others walk through the crowd. Glimpses show a keycard unlocking a door, people grabbing condoms, and a teen smoking from a bong. More glimpses show teens partying in various hotel rooms, drinking, smoking, and making out. Julie, Kayla, Connor, and Austin enter a room. Sam and Chad continue ahead. Chad wears a nervous look. Sam takes a deep breath. In a room, Austin pours a drink. Kayla approaches.
Hey. How's she doing? Is she okay?
No, she's not doing okay. She's bummed. She doesn't even want to kiss, and I love kissing.
Kayla considers.
Give me your room key.
What? Why?
Yeah, give me your room key, and then bring her up in like 15 minutes.
Okay.
Yes. Thanks. You're the man. Thank you for this.
Kayla hurries away. Arriving in the lobby, Mitchell looks up at the many floors.
How are we supposed to find him in this place? It's got like 20 rooms.
I'm sorry, what the fuck are you talking about? 20, it's got like 200. What? 20?
Grand Lux Suite is on the top floor.
Go, move. Hurry, Lisa.
Teenagers party throughout the hallway. Walking alone, Lisa spots Kayla exiting a room. The teen heads off, not noticing Julie's mom. Lisa sneaks into the room. A golden tinsel fringe curtain hangs from a lamp. A trail of rose petals sits on the floor. Lisa goes further into the large suite. She spots snacks on a coffee table, along with condoms. Lisa grabs a condom. She eyes it briefly, then slowly approaches the bed. On top of the covers, an arrow made of red licorice pierces a heart constructed from pink flower petals. Lisa looks around the room somberly. The mother sits on the edge of the bed. She glances down at the flower petal heart, then sighs.
What am I doing here?
Getting off the bed, Lisa places the condom in the center of the heart. She heads toward the door. Lisa halts, then hides as Julie and Austin enter the suite.
Oh my god, my favorite. It's so sweet.
Oh my god, this is a dream.
It's like perfect. That is, it's so nice. You're so sweet.
It actually wasn't me. It was Kayla. She wanted you to have the perfect night. That's why it looks so good.
Well, why do you look so good?
You're such a dork.
I know.
They kiss. Austin picks her up.
Oh, my God.
He lowers her onto the bed.
Not as smooth as I can.
Hiding beneath the bed, Lisa wears a mortified expression.
Look at my shoes.
Mitchell marches down the hallway, then kicks open a door.
Kayla?
He finds teens with squirt guns. In another room, Kayla and Connor kiss. Glimpses show Mitchell kicking in doors.
Nobody move! Where's Kayla? Kayla?
Kayla removes Connor's shirt.
Get that out of here.
How does this work?
I'll just leave it.
Okay, cool.
Difficult. Mm-hmm.
Mitchell finds masked teens sitting around a pentagram.
Play sports!
In another room, Chad lies on top of Sam, kissing her neck and face.
Mwah. Mwah. And that's that. So, Sure you want to do this?
Yeah. Yes, fuck yeah. You're gonna
You're gonna penis me.
Yep.
First, I'm just gonna touch it.
You're gonna touch it? Yeah?
Yeah.
You can touch it? Yeah, yeah, go for it.
Okay, just
Oh! Wow! Okay, that is like the greatest feeling that I've ever had in my entire life. Oh.
Really? It doesn't just feel like a super dry hand of a friend?
No, nope. Okay, so, do you wanna, put it in?
Sam shakes her head.
No.
Okay.
I can't.
You know what? Look, we don't have...
Oh my god!
Holy shit. Look at all of it! Oh my gosh! I gotta get over.
Okay. I'm so sorry. I just...
Okay.
I was thinking about it, and you, and then it's just... I'm sorry.
Chad puts on his fedora.
You're amazing. I know we're still virgins, but I feel different, you know?
Yeah. I know.
In Kayla and Connor's room.
You ready to, do this?
Wait, ah, shit. Shit.
Kayla sits on the bed.
Maybe Julie was right. Like, maybe losing your virginity doesn't have to be perfect, but I feel like it should just be like a little bit more special than this, you know?
Yeah.
Like, not cheesy, but like, if I was hard pressed right now, I don't think I could remember your last name.
It's Aldrich.
Aldrich. I thought it was Ostrich.
I didn't realize that you're a virgin, you know?
Yeah. But like, I'd still be down to do it, but maybe like, you know, when we get to know each other a little more, like, maybe Monday or something?
Yeah.
Not to, like, plan it and be weird, but,
No, I can look at my schedule and see if it's...
Okay, pencil it in.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay, cool.
Let's just relax. We could do, like, some light journaling or something.
Yeah, we could. We could do that. Or we could do, like, other stuff.
Yeah? Like what?
Like, not sex, but... I'm still down for pleasure.
Connor kisses her, then lowers down her body.
You got this.
Hey guys, what's up? Anyone seen Sam?
Hunter looks across to the opposite balcony and spots Chad slapping balloons.
Chad!
Hunter runs down the hallway. He bumps into Jake and they fall.
Oh, Jesus!
What the f- You again?
You!
What the fuck? What's your beef with me, dude?
I don't know who the fuck you are!
I'm Jake motherfucking Donahue!
That name means nothing to me!
Do you know what it's like to be humiliated in front of everyone you know and have to seek redemption for that?
Actually, yes, I do!
Mitchell kicks open doors.
Kayla? Kayla? Get the hell away from my daughter, you little piece of shit!
Dad, what the fuck?
Mitchell throws Connor into furniture.
You okay? He didn't hurt you, did he?
What? No, he didn't hurt me! Holy shit! Connor! Oh my god, are you okay?
I'm actually totally fine.
Connor, I'm so sorry. Are you okay, though?
Yeah, please,
you sure?
Connor leaves.
Dad, what are you doing here?
I've been following you around all night.
Oh my god. Been following me? Are you crazy?
You gave me no choice. You're in over your head with this kid.
I am not some pathetic damsel in distress that needs saving. I can handle myself.
You can't?
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
Kayla, you can't. And that's why I'm here. It's my job.
Kayla looks hurt.
Oh. Yeah, so you just don't think I can make my own decisions and handle myself. That really fucking sucks.
She sits on the bed. Mitchell sits beside her.
Kayla, I'm just trying to figure this thing out.
God, why is sex even bad?
Mitchell shakes his head softly as he considers.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm just trying to be the best dad I can be.
Well, you are. You taught me everything. You built me up, made me strong. You made me into who I am. Like,
That's... You did not have to save me tonight, Dad. You taught me how to do that a long time ago.
Kayla smiles at him.
And I love you for it.
Mitchell grins back.
Best coach ever.
Looking away, he shakes his head.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, Dad, come on.
He wipes his eyes.
Come on, toughen up.
It was just really nice what you said. It's good. It's good.
I mean it.
Thanks. I feel like Phil Jackson when he was coaching the Bulls. And they were so good. That's how I feel right now.
Yeah.
I should have taken my socks off first.
Austin and Julie toss clothes onto the floor.
Now, I'm just warning you, I've practiced a few times, but this might not go that well.
That doesn't look right.
Yeah, all right.
I think you need another one.
I think we need another one, too.
Wait. We have to do our dance. We have to, like,
what, now?
Yeah.
Naked?
No, give me one of those, the hotel robes. I want to feel fabulous.
Okay. Coming right up, m'lady.
Lisa remains underneath the bed with a desperate look. Austin plays music on his phone. Wearing a robe, Julie holds Austin's hands. The teens kiss, then start to dance. Lisa listens.
We're gonna christen every corner of this room. And when we're done, let's FaceTime my parents.
Okay, but right now, I want you to stare into my eyes.
What?
Mm-hmm. I just want, like, a real connection.
So you just want me to look straight into your eyes for
mm-hmm.
the next 3 minutes and 37 seconds?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Lisa rolls out from under the bed and hides behind the long window curtains. Austin glances off, but Julie turns his face back to hers.
Look at me.
As the teens stare at each other, Lisa climbs onto furniture and hides behind the large flat-screen TV. She peeks at the couple. Sparks fly from the TV, shocking Lisa. She drops to the floor. Austin and Julie glance over. Behind the cabinet holding the TV, Lisa gets to her knees. Her hands shake. Austin and Julie resume their romantic slow dance. Lisa looks out at them, then does a somersault behind a chair. Peeking over the chair, she watches the young couple intently. Julie smiles at Austin. Lisa admires them longingly. She crouches back down. On all fours, Lisa crawls quickly to the door and leaves. In the hall, she gently shuts the door. The mother lingers before walking away from the suite. Sam opens the door to her hotel room.
Dad?
Where is he?
What are you doing here?
Chad? Hey, Chad, you motherfucker!
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
Did he make you do something you don't want to do? Because I don't care if he's the fucking coolest kid in school. I'm gonna shove his fedora so far up his ass, it'll be a hat.
No, Dad, we didn't do it. All right, and even if we did, it would be none of your business.
Hunter lowers his gaze. Sam paces away.
It's just, I was worried about you.
Well, that's a first.
I deserve that. Sam, I gotta tell you something, and I'm just gonna say it.
Grimacing, Hunter holds a hand to his stomach as he sits down. He leans toward his daughter.
Sam, I have realized over the last few years that I have made a big mistake in my life.
What, like cheating on my mom?
Well, no, marrying your mom. But no, that wasn't a mistake because then I wouldn't have had you at... I've made lots of mistakes, but the big mistake is that I let what happened between your mom and I get in the way of our relationship. I'm sorry. And I hope that we can start over and build up our relationship again because you're my only kid. And I'm your only dad.
Well, Frank is...
Fuck Frank.
Frank's fine.
Dad, can I tell you something now?
Yes. Yes, 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 anything.
I'm a lesbian.
Hunter looks down at the floor thoughtfully. He holds out his hand and encourages Sam to hold it.
What does your mom think?
She doesn't know.
Tears well in his eyes.
You told me before you told your mom?
Yeah.
That's big news. She doesn't know. You didn't tell Frank.
No.
Tensing his face, Hunter glances around. He puts a hand over his mouth.
Okay, over. Crying is over. What do your girlfriends think?
No, I'm too nervous. I can't tell them.
You're nervous to tell Kayla and Julie?
It's just, I don't want to lose my two best friends.
This is the stuff you tell the people you care about. You think they're not going to support you because you're gay? They would support you if you were a vampire. They would support you more. All the Twilight shit. Do we still like Twilight?
Definitely not.
No, no. Oh, God.
Thanks for showing up. Really. But you should probably leave. Because it's insane that you even came here in the first place.
I'd love to get a picture with you.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah, you know the drill. Come on. Here we go.
Sam stands on the couch. With an arm around her, Hunter stares at his daughter.
Dad, you're not taking it.
He lowers his phone and gazes at her.
Oh. I'll remember this. Come on. Oh, my God.
At the hotel bar.
What's up, Doc?
So, I just parented the shit out of Sam. And I feel, pride, I think.
That's it.
It's new.
Good for you, man.
Thanks.
Well done, my friend.
Thank you.
Well done.
How'd it go with Kayla?
Put Connor through a wall.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He's okay. Yeah, he's lighter than I thought.
Hey. Hi.
So, Julie's having sex right now.
Okay. And
wowee.
Sit down.
Yeah. But it's good. It's fine, right? I mean, you have to do that eventually, right?
Are you good?
Yeah. They seem like they really like each other, and that's nice. That's a good thing. But it's just a little, you know, scary, because what if he doesn't know how to do it right? You know, like, what if he doesn't know where to put it? But he knows, right? Should I go back up there?
No, he'll figure it out.
No. It's one of the others.
Nope. Stay right here.
Do you want to have a drink right now?
You, like, hang out?
Yeah.
Yes, I do. I'm in. I'm definitely in.
We will be having some shots of alcohol, please.
Yes, we will. This is crazy.
Well, I'm gonna let you guys have your fun, and I will I'm gonna see you guys around.
Hunter gets up and walks out of the bar area. Mitchell gives Lisa a nod.
Hey!
You too.
Hunter points at himself and then at them.
Yeah.
He returns.
Right. Fuck yeah. Pina colada.
Just get him a shot.
Cheers.
What a night, guys.
That's beautiful.
The parents drink together.
So, I don't think the kid at the lake house was actually butt-chugging.
Definitely.
Yeah.
What?
Yep. At the party.
And so he threw me through a table.
I'm sorry.
No, it was cool. I kind of feel fine.
All right,
it's
see
cool. Hey, guys. Austin, let's go get a drink.
Yeah, sure.
Want a fry? So badly.
Julie sits down with Kayla. Sam arrives.
Can I have a fry, too?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I couldn't go through with it.
Yes, I didn't know.
Julie makes a face at them and smiles.
Holy shit. You're a woman amongst girls.
Julie. Yeah.
Congratulations.
How was it?
Honestly, a little painful, kind of fast, and kind of awkward. But absolutely perfect.
Aww. Guys, so much went down tonight.
Including Connor.
No. Here. Let's just say the chef went out to eat. My pussy. That was good.
DJ Chad.
Is that Chad?
That's Chad.
That's Chad.
Chad!
Chad sings by the DJ booth. Sam notices Angelica across the room. They lock eyes and share a smile.
Guys, I gotta tell you something.
Okay.
Sam whispers to her friends.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, you are?
Yeah.
I love you. Forever. You too.
I love you.
Sam,
I know.
Excuse me? I can't believe you didn't tell us.
Yeah. They put a tinsel streamer on Sam like a cape. Angelica approaches.
Hey.
Hi.
Oh. Julie, I think we got something over here.
Julie and Kayla walk off.
Dope, Kate.
I'm not misreading things.
Angelica pulls Sam in for a kiss. The two of them dance with Julie and Kayla. A rising view shows the crowded dance floor of teenagers. Fade to black. 3 months later, Lisa faces Julie.
So you'll call me every day till you get to LA, right?
Yeah, and then like every day after that.
Okay.
I'm gonna miss you so much.
You're gonna be okay, though.
Are you gonna be okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's the weirdest thing, because...
Tears stream from Lisa's eyes.
I have been worried about this day for 18 years. And then I wake up this morning and nothing. Like, I don't feel emotional at all. I just feel like it's so bizarre. Mm-hmm. What is that?
It's like splashing on me.
I know. Isn't that so strange?
Yeah.
Lisa wipes her face. Julie smiles.
I love you, Mom.
I love you.
They hug. Hunter and Mitchell approach.
No, I have money. Lisa, tell him I can afford Sorry.
All right! Come on! Let's get this road trip started!
Okay. Oh, hold on. Let me take a video.
Lisa uses her phone to record video. It shows Julie jumping with excitement. She joins Kayla and Sam in the car, then looks at her mom.
I love you.
I love you.
Bye, Mom.
I love you. Mwah. Drop Julie off in Cali, and then you and Kayla come right back home and text,
big
please.
Baby.
Hey,
please.
Take care of my mom, you two, okay?
We will.
Later, big guy.
All right.
Not careful, young man. That's precious cargo.
Connor drives them away. The parents hug each other.
Aw,
guys. We did it.
They smile at each other. Lisa checks her phone.
Oop, it's Julie. Oh, I must have been accidentally added to the group conversation.
Oh, well.
Can't believe we're on our own now.
Oh, that's sweet.
We're going to get lit AF.
Lit AF. It's not great.
No, they're going to get literature, African literature.
You think that's what lit AF means? You think they're talking to each other about,
can
like...
Can the chef get us...
Trees? What the hell is trees?
Trees mean weed. I told you that. Mushrooms, pills.
No, the pills are Kayla's allergy. That's Claritin.
It's not Claritin. Look, snowflakes. That's blow. Hashtag no parents, no rules. Hashtag mad drugs. Hashtag no condoms. Why would they hashtag that? Wait, I'm sorry. Is that a needle in an eggplant? What are they going to inject heroin into some guy's dick?
Let's go.
Let's get in the car.
I'll drive.
I'm sitting behind you.
Wait.
We're just messing with you. Ha ha.
She shows them her phone.
We love you guys. Don't worry.
Oh, you guys were so pranked. I was in on it.
You didn't know.
No, I did. I didn't know it was coming right now. That's why I kind of sold it to him. But it doesn't matter. But you guys were like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Directed by Kay Cannon. Written by Brian Kehoe and James Kehoe. Produced by Evan Goldberg, PGA, Seth Rogen, James Weaver, PGA. At home, Mitchell walks into his kitchen, naked and blindfolded. He bumps into a wall.
Damn, Mitchell. Marco?
Marcy enters in lingerie.
Polo.
He opens the fridge.
Mitchell, are you getting a snack?
so glad we can do stuff like this now that Kayla's at college. I have no idea where you are. I'm gonna do so much stuff to you when I find you.
Oh.
Marco.
Hello.
Paolo! I can't believe it! It took forever!
So much time on the stairs!
Oh, we're doing this.
We're like totally doing it.
I know.
It's hot. Crazy. I don't know. I want you to grab my balls like Ron likes it, like hard.
Kayla walks in. Produced by John Hurwitz, Hayden Schlossberg, Chris Fenton. Executive producers, Nathan Kahane, Joe Drake, Josh Fagan. Executive producers, David Stassen, Chris Cowles, Jonathan McCoy. Co-producers, Kelly Connop, Spencer Wong, Joseph Amaro. Director of photography, Russ Alsobrook, ASC. Production designer, Brandon Tonner Connolly. Editor, Stacy Schroeder. Costume designer, Sarah Mae Burton. Music by Matteo Messina. Music supervisors, Manish Raval and Tom Wolf. Leslie Mann. Ike Barinholtz. John Cena. Hannibal Burris. June Diane Raphael. Catherine Newton. Gary Cole. Gina Gershon, Colton Dunn. Gideon Adlon, Geraldine Viswanathan. Graham Phillips, Jimmy Bellinger, Miles Robbins. Casting by Jean McCarthy, Nicole Aguilera. A Universal Pictures presentation. In association with Good Universe. Appoint Gray, Hurwitz and Schlossberg, DMG Entertainment Production. Unit Production Manager, Jonathan McCoy. First Assistant Director, Ivan Fonseca. First Assistant Director, J.B. Rogers. Key Second Assistant Director, Amir R. Khan. Cast, Leslie Mann as Lisa. John Cena as Mitchell. Ike Barinholtz as Hunter. Catherine Newton as Julie. Geraldine Viswanathan as Kayla. Gideon Adlon as Sam. Ramona Young as Angelica. Graham Phillips as Austin. Miles Robbins as Connor. Jimmy Bellinger as Chad. Colton Dunn as Rudy. Sarah U. Blue as Marcy. Gary Cole as Ron. Gina Gershon as Kathy. June Diane Raphael as Brenda. Hannibal Burris as Frank. Aniston Almond as Julie, 6 years. Noor Anna Maher as Kayla, 6 years. Hannah Gorgon as Sam, 6 years. Chad Sanborn as Magician. Aubrey McGuire as Julie, 9 years. Milana Alreyes as Kayla, 9 years. Riley Whiteman as Sam, 9 years. Amelia Oswald as Julie, 12 years. Madeline Paris Irwin as Kayla, 12 years. Aubrey Michelle Katz as Sam, 12 years. Brian Shortfall as Whistle Guy. Amy Chandler as Neighbor at Pre-Party. Andrew Lopez as Jake Donahue. Victoria Hall as Prom Girl. Jake Picking as Kyler. T.C. Carter as Jaden. Catherine Lim as Girl in Hotel Lobby. Jordan Olivia Howell as Meth Girl. Songs: The Breeze, performed by Dr. Dog. Good as Hell, performed by Lizzo. Emergency, performed by Icona Pop. Serious, performed by The Alan Parsons Project. Turn It Up, performed by Scully Boys. Dynamite, performed by Tayo Cruz. Girls Shine, performed by Love Kelly. I Think I Like You, performed by Jordan Kane. Do Something, performed by Chick Norris. Love Myself, performed by Haley Steinfeld. Whoa Whoa, performed by Icy Black, featuring Leo Soul. Good Life, performed by Lucille Baller. Alive, performed by Jordan Kane. Stick Up, performed by Chick Norris. Candy, performed by Leo Soul. Sweet Love, performed by Anita Baker. The Case, performed by T-Flex. 22 Car Garage, performed by Skrilla Jones. Hey Yeah, Good Time, performed by Kill the Giant.
Mad or Nah, performed by Kill the Giant, featuring Leo Soul. Overture, The Marriage of Figaro, composed by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, arranged by Lauren David Roderick Balf, Steve Kofsky, and Russell Jason Emanuel. Water Me, performed by Lizzo. Dance, performed by A Million Cash. Girl I Like, performed by Jason Nova. Let the Bomb Drop, performed by Chick Norris. Hair Down, performed by Kill the Giant. This Town, performed by Niall Horan. Field of Music, performed by Kid Wavy. Weirdo Freak, performed by Nutso Bonkers. Golden Glitter, performed by Carrie Kimmel. Copyright 2018, Universal Studios, all rights reserved. Animated Universal Studios logo, copyright 2018, Universal Studios. Universal Studios is the author of this motion picture for purposes of the Berne Convention and all national laws giving effect thereto. The characters and events depicted in this photoplay are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. This film has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from Universal Pictures. Read by Christopher Flowers. For more information about motion picture access, visit our website at access.wgbh.org.